Every one of us has a unique frequency. Nobody else got it. Okay. So if you're not going to own your frequency and live in your frequency and try to live in somebody else's frequency, you'll never, ever, ever, and I don't like the word ever, never, but you'll never, ever get to where you want to get to.
You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 385. And today you're going to discover how to recode your mindset for the life and the success you've always desired. Get ready to sculpt the masterpiece known as you. You ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, authority amplifier and possibility igniter for expert-based entrepreneurs just like you, ready to achieve 5 and 6-figure months. Today, I have a longtime friend joining us here on the show, and we're going to be going into mindset. I find that oftentimes the inner realm, our thoughts, our beliefs, our ideas, patterns, habits, what's happening internally is often dictating what's happening externally in our businesses. But yet, it's often the last thing that we look at in order to achieve better results. You're going to love today's episode. It's very powerful. So I would highly recommend you grab a pen and a paper and get ready to take some powerful notes. I believe in mindset so much that it's one of the 7 key elements, frameworks, if you will, that I talk about in the $1 Million Authority framework that I have on my website. If you go to melaniebenson.com/framework, you can download it right now. This is what I teach people, how to borrow the $1 Million visibility from others and then achieve their own $1 Million as an authority. And there are 7 key elements that have to be in place. Otherwise, you'll be like a speed racer car with a flat tire and you'll just go in circles or feel like you're going at the slowest speed possible without getting very far. And you could be a race car that's going as fast as you want, accelerating on demand and achieving things that leave everybody else in the dust. You get to decide, and today's episode is going to help. Be sure to go download the framework at melaniebenson.com/framework. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, Amplifiers. Today, we're going to take the power of your mind to a whole nother level. You're going to learn how to sculpt your dream life. And our guest today is the one and only Paul Hoffman. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about my friend Paul. Paul is known as a personal discovery architect, and he is the visionary behind Sculpting Your Life. And for 15 years, he has been designing processes that empower people to activate their superpowers. And we talk about superpowers a lot here on Amplify Your Success. And I love these words. He talks about resetting, rewiring, and recoding your supermind for success. Ooh, I just get the chills thinking about it. And he's kind of a badass, my friends. So as you're listening in, he's shared stages with people like Jack Canfield, John Assaraf, the Dalai Lama, Stephen Covey, Brendan Burchard. And I'm like hitting the high notes on this list. This list was very long. You can catch all of those amazing showcases and spotlights in his bio. But here's a couple fun tidbits about Paul. He went to college on a basketball scholarship, was Pink Floyd's tour manager. That sounds very cool. Overcame a robust cocaine addiction. His mother lived to 104 and his grandmother to 109. Our grandparents were probably friends, Paul. Okay. And this is one of the cool little nuggets about Paul's life. If you remember this very famous advertising song, "Have You Driven a Ford Lately?" That was Paul's work. Paul, thank you for joining me here today. I love the conversation that we're going to explore today around like turning on the superpowers of our mind.
Well, listen, Melanie, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it. We've known each other for quite some time, and we play in the same circles, and I've followed your path, and you're doing incredible work on the planet and
Thank you.
changing lives daily. And so I'm hoping I can add to that that list of people that are doing that as well with you. So
And I don't know if you remember this. Fun fact, another fun fact about Paul and I met you at the very same moment that I met one of my best friends, Liora Mendeloff, in a T. Harv Eker room when we were working on all of these crazy middle of the night experiences. But I was remembering that when I was looking over your bio, and I'm like, oh, that's right. I met Paul at the same time I met Liora.
No, really?
Yeah. So what
Oh,
was that,
that's
like
wild.
22 years ago, maybe 21 years ago, something like that?
Maybe not that long.
2003, I think, or 2004, somewhere in there. Anyway, 20
Cool.
years. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, Harv Eker was very instrumental in the path that I've taken into what I do now. Yeah, and I love Leora, and wow, yeah.
Yep, small world, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to start our conversation by just kind of bringing some common ground to what it means to recode our supermind. And I want you, if you wouldn't mind, just define what do you mean by our supermind?
Well, so each and every one of us is unique. Okay. So there's nobody on the planet like you, Melanie, and there's nobody on the planet like me, and there's nobody on the planet that's listening to the thousands of people that listen to you. Everybody has their own frequency and their own uniqueness. Therefore, everybody also has their own supermind, and your supermind is where all your the amazing qualities, the amazing genius, the amazing brilliance that you are already. Your supermind is what you get to unleash, so that shows up in your life. Now, we all have superpower. We all have a supermind, and sometimes I think people tend to maybe forget that they do, and they kind of keep searching somewhere to find it. But your superpower and your supermind are really connected. And so, as you're listening to this, ladies and gentlemen, or folks, or whatever you want to say, just understand that you can have anything you want in your life, and in your supermind is your sweet spot of success, whatever that looks like for you. So you can always tune in and tap into it.
So there is a resource or a energy that we all have, and we can tap into it. I love that. You talk about something when I was going through all your materials and really looking into, like, so what's Paul about and what is this concept of supermind about? You brought something up that I really want to unpack a bit, and that is the idea of mind traps, and that they're very deceptive and maybe a little destructive or derailing. What is a mind trap, and how does that end up working maybe against things that we're trying to achieve?
So, everybody talks about, limitations, okay? First of all, none of us have any limitations, except of course the ones that we make up. Okay, so just let me start from that point of view. So a mind trap is my interpretation of what a limitation might be. And how many times have you, those of us that are here and listening, and those that will listen, how many times have you realized that? So when you come up with an idea, here's just an example of what I mean. So you come up with an idea that you want to do in your life. And let's say that idea is maybe, you know what, you want to create a business or you want to create a podcast, whatever it might be. So that's your idea and your outcome, right? There's like an A, B, and C to this example. So the A is the idea. The C is the outcome. So the C in this particular case would be, you're going to create a podcast and you're going to have a million people listen to it and it's going to be on all the platforms and so forth and so on. B, the area I call B, right, which is of course between A and C, is the most important part of any idea, because that's where you're either going to do one of two things. Okay, it's not rocket science. One of two things. Either you're going to say to yourself, oh, I don't know how to do that, and you'll never do it. That's a mind trap. Okay. Or you'll say to yourself, what do I need to do to make it happen? And once you say that, then you are now in an action mode, and the universe hears what you're saying. And now you are putting that out there. So the universe will begin to give you provide you all the things necessary to make it happen. So we all have mind traps. Okay. So I've identified 10 mind traps that I believe everybody has. Okay. The first one is scarcity. Okay. We all have scarcity mindsets. Now, you can think scarce if you want, or you can think abundant. Okay. Whatever you put your frequency on, whatever you put your attention on is going to show up. There's scarcity. There's procrastination. Okay. There's I'm not enough. There's I am unlovable. Okay. There's fear of failure. Okay. There's resistance to change. Resistance is such a powerful, powerful energy in life. You resist something because you're afraid maybe to make a mistake, or you're afraid to how you're going to be viewed in somebody else's eyes, which means nothing anyway, because who cares what anybody else thinks of you? The most important thing is what you think of you. And then there's fear of, say, fear, as I said, fear of failure. There's lack of commitment, lack of accountability, and lack of responsibility. So those are the mind traps I've identified that I believe everybody has. And so I have a quiz that I'm getting ready to launch in about hopefully 3 weeks, which is all around this concept of mind traps. And the quiz is called Bust Your Resistance, okay? Because let me just put it this way. Speaking, everything, by the way, everything I say to you today, I've experienced and continue to experience. The trick is, or the thing that we all must understand is that we all have the capability to move through any mind trap we have by just shifting how we think. Okay. When those mind traps come up, just you got to shift it. It's a new habit gets created, a new pattern gets created, because we all have these old tapes going on. So mind traps are lies that you're telling yourself. Let me just put it that way.
I recognize so many of those.
Yeah.
And
so,
okay, how do you live on this planet and not experience some of these, right? Because
right.
A, our conditioning, B, we learn so much from our parents, whether it's good or bad. And we only understand what new tools will be more powerful when we are exposed to a more powerful way to navigate what we might call the human condition. But I want to come back to a second to scarcity. As you were saying that mind trap, I was thinking about how often people operate in a state of scarcity and they don't even recognize that scarcity is there in their mind, like they're operating from that place. And so I was wondering, can you maybe give an example of a couple ways that even successful entrepreneurs and business leaders may fall into that scarcity mind trap and not even realize it?
Absolutely. So I'll take me for the first example. So, you know, there's a lot of times when, you know, I have a very fertile mind. Okay. At least I think I do. And I'm Italian and I like to throw things up on the wall and see what sticks. Okay. And so that's my abundant mind state. Okay. I call it mind state. So that's my, so I'm always thinking of ways to do things. The where scarcity comes into it is when I start to put barriers around my ability to do it. When I start to think I don't know enough, I don't have the right connections, I don't know Melanie, okay, I don't have the right money, I don't have enough money, all those kind of things are scarcity mind states. And they've followed you, and you said it a minute ago about patterns. They followed you around in your life, and what they have now become is they've become your normal. Okay, and you don't allow yourself to be free from those. Another way for people to think about scarcity is if things don't go your way. Okay, and a lot of times, you know, by the way, things aren't going to go your way. By the way, you're going to be challenged. Okay, things are going to test your resolve. That's the time when things are going to get really good for you, if you allow it to happen, if you allow yourself to work through it. But when people come up against a wall of that kind of thing, and they go, "Oh no, no, I can't do it," then scarcity takes over, and then what'll happen is you'll settle as opposed to being in a state of really action, elevation, ascension, whatever you want to call it. And so that's the kind of thing how I look at when scarcity comes up. And when that happens for me, you know, I just say to myself one thing basically, which is, you know what, the universe is abundant. Okay, you're breathing every day. You got enough food on your table. You live in a beautiful place. I get to go to the beach every day. My life is not scarce. So where am I coming from when I think about? I mean, I don't have scarcity. I have abundance. And you just got to twist and turn that that mind state around so that you can, reset, rewire, and recode your supermind.
If you don't mind, I want to just go into some of your teachings through this example, because I think, in my experience, scarcity is one of the most common mind traps, to use your language, that hide out in some logical and practical thinking, right? So I'm going to check in with you. To me, one of the ways that the mind trap of scarcity might look is, I don't have enough money to do this thing that I think will really help me, right? So that might be a version of it. Or there's not enough time, right? Like everybody has the same amount of time. It's like, so time becomes a place where scarcity becomes this normal for us, and that creates this frequency that I think is disconnecting, right? So let's go back through scarcity from the perspective of, how do we recognize that we're in scarcity? And what do we do if a mind trap like scarcity or any of the mind traps start to present itself?
So the biggest stumbling block about the mind trap of scarcity is for you to actually, again, just taking what you just said, is to understand that, okay, I don't have enough time to do what I want to do. Okay. Well, the truth of the matter is you do have enough time to do what you want to do, because like you just said, Melanie, everybody's got 24 hours in a day. It's how you manage your time that's what's important. Okay, so what I tell people when they have scarcity, when a scarcity mindset, is what I would have them do is I would have them do a simple exercise. Okay, three columns. Take a piece of paper, put down three columns. Write down wherever you, what is your belief about scarcity, and where do you think there's scarcity in your life? Okay. Well, there's scarcity in my life. I don't have enough time. There's scarcity because I don't have enough money to do what I want to do. There's scarcity because, I can't take my family on vacation, whatever it might be, whatever you think is scarce. Okay. And then in the middle column, what you want to do is you want to say, okay, so here's the scarcity. Okay. I don't have enough time. Middle column is, okay, why don't you have enough time? Just really simple. Why don't you have enough time? Okay. Think about it. And then the third column is, okay, if you were able to alleviate that mind state of scarcity, what would your life look like? Okay, A is the problem, B is why you have it, C is how your life would look different, the solution, if you will. And so you can do that in any kind of scarcity mind state that you have. And so, when it comes to, okay, here, scarcity, I can't lose weight. Why can't you lose weight? Okay, well, because, I don't have enough money to join the gym. Okay, great. If you had enough money to join the gym, what would you do? Well, I joined the gym. Okay, that's great. That's simple. Or I want to lose weight. I don't have enough money to join the gym. Solution could be, well, why don't you walk every day? So so scarcity is just an energy and a frequency. The word frequency is one of my favorite words on the planet, okay? Because every one of us has a unique frequency. Nobody else got it, okay? So if you're not going to own your frequency and live in your frequency and try to live in somebody else's frequency, you'll never, ever, ever, and I don't like the word ever, never, but you'll never, ever get to where you want to get to. Because you're not living in your true potential. Oscar Wilde said it best. Oscar Wilde said, you know what? You might as well be you, because everybody else is taken.
Yeah, I love this idea that we each have our own frequency, that we each have our own energetic blueprint on this planet, that we all have our own unique superpowers that no one else can really replicate. Can you talk a little bit about frequency and how that is a power that many of us are not understanding or using in a way that allows us to sculpt this mind, supermind that you, is that what you called it? The supermind?
Yeah, I call it supermind. So, I call it a few different things. So for me, sculpting your life, again, just quickly, the metaphor is when Michelangelo saw the block of granite, it was cracked, flawed, discolored. The great artists of the time, and he was one of them, of course, didn't want it, but he did, because he saw David, and all he did was take everything in the way, out of the way, and there's David. Okay. So the biggest obstacle we all have in life, the biggest obstacle, which creates scarcity, which creates resistance to change, which creates fear, all that stuff, is you. And so once you learn how to get out of your own way, then you get to sculpt the masterpiece known as you, because you're a masterpiece. So everything in your life, you're the artist. You have a chisel, you got a paintbrush. Every day when you wake up, you have a blank canvas. A blank canvas. You get to design any way you want to. And so your frequency is your paint. Your frequency is how you're going to manifest what you want in your life. And as you know, Melanie, if you want to manifest your twin flame or whatever you want to call it in life, your love of life, your husband, your partner, whatever, then the frequency you have to be in has to match the frequency that you want to attract and manifest. It doesn't work any other way because life's a mirror image. Okay. And so what I like to tell people a lot is that, we've all heard the expression, your inner reality creates your outer circumstance. That's a term in the personal development world has been used forever, right? Your inner reality creates your outer circumstance. I like to reframe it and say your environment, IN, your environment creates your environment. So you got to work on yourself first. You got to do the inner work. You got to get the inner work to be aligned with what you want your environment to be. And so it's frequency, okay? Now, the other part of frequency that I think is important is connection, okay? Because I'm connected to this podcast. So if I'm not in a frequency of what this podcast is, and I've watched your podcasts, I've followed you, I know who you are, okay? So if I'm like not in the frequency of what you're trying to bring to your people, then I'm like a sore thumb sticking out and forget about it. Okay. So the frequency is part of what you connect to in life. I have a morning ritual. One of the things I do in my morning ritual, the last thing I do after I write is I walk around and I talk to my plants. Okay. That's pretty foo-foo, woo-woo, whatever you want to call it. But I talk to my plants because I'm connected to them. And when I'm connected to my plants, they give me joy. So that's the result of my connection to my plants. I'm connected to my animals. You're connected to your animals. So I'm connected to my coffee, what I drink in the morning, okay? Because it's all a frequency. So connection is such a deep, deep principle that if you're disconnected from what you want to be connected to, then you're just out of alignment.
I'm so glad we're talking about this principle, Paul, because this was one of the biggest game changers for me. And I discovered and experienced firsthand the power of the connection to myself and what manifested on the outside, as well as what we allow on the outside and what influence that might have over the inside. So my experience is it is a two-way frequency, right? It's a two-way energetic exchange. And I'm curious in your experience with this work, what do you notice about people who are maybe collecting people and situations and experiences on the outside that don't match what they want on the inside? What has to maybe, what do they need to become aware of that might help them elevate their internal frequency?
That's a great question, Melody, because I think everybody experiences that in life. So the truth of the matter is, every day when I wake up, there's a part of what my morning ritual is. I spend the first hour of my day on me. Okay, I don't look at my phone, I don't look at my computer. I spend it on me, and I actually work on all my senses for an hour. Okay, so what I know is that once you realize where your energy is being depleted, if you will, by those people that are sucking your energy, and I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just being really frank and true. People that suck your energy, the things you do that suck your energy, all those things that you know and intuitively, I firmly believe as human beings, whether you're living it or not, but as human beings, we actually know where we're not in alignment. We actually know it. I mean, I'm sure of it. People, like, at the end of the day, most people go, geez, if I just did that, if I didn't do this, or whatever. Okay. We know where we're out of alignment. I know when I'm not operating in my highest potential. And sometimes I just let it go, okay, which I shouldn't do. And so when I catch myself doing that, I will shift my energy and shift my frequency. But you got to just understand that in life, you're going to be con there's so much noise out there that's seeking your attention that I will always tell people, the people I work with, I say, listen, you can listen to that noise or you can create your own noise. And listen to that noise, because that noise is who you are. And now you can shape that noise, you can shift that noise, you can create new habits, you can sculpt your life in a way that is in alignment with who you want to be, not who somebody wants you to be, but who you want to be. And everything in your life. So, there's a lot of times and I finally realized this is that, when I speak a lot of times, I'm really transparent about who I am and what I've been through and my robust cocaine addiction. I love that word. I come off the stage sometimes. I mean, I had a $2,500 a week cocaine habit for about 15 years. Okay. It was not healthy. Trust me, didn't serve my highest good, but I did it anyway. Okay. Did I have a lot of fun? Absolutely. But when I speak, I come off the stage, people come up to me and go, hey, don't you regret that? And I would look at them in the eye and I go, here's the gig. Whatever time it is, I'm standing in front of you. The only thing I have in my life is the present moment. And that's an important distinction I think everybody understands. All you really have is the present moment. So right now, all I have is me talking to Melanie. Okay, what happened 5 minutes ago is gone. The future hasn't happened yet because this moment is going to create my future. Okay. And so I would say, no, I don't really regret it. Would I have, what if I could, would I have done it differently? Well, of course I would, but I can't. So you just let it go. Let it go, man. Everything that's happened in my life up until 2:33 p.m. Pacific time on March 5th, 2024, has gotten me to this moment. And I'm grateful.
I love that. I love that. I mean, there's so many things I want to say about that, but I know we have such little time, and there's more that I want to learn from you today. So I want it just I'm just getting this hit that now is a really good time to talk about excuses. You're bringing this very powerful concept forward about how we sculpt our life and how we craft like the inner world and the external world that supports that. And so I think a lot of people may get stuck in excuses. What's your take on that?
Well, I always say there's two forms to an excuse. Okay.
Okay.
And people go, what do you mean by two forms of excuse? Well, first of all, we all make excuses. I mean, it's just part of life. Okay. My suggestion is try not to make as many as you make. Okay. That's the simplest. But there's always two forms to an excuse. So there's the excuse you make. Okay. And then there's what I call the excuse you make for the excuse. So the first excuse you make is kind of like, the one that you're conscious of, if you will. I just don't want to do clean the garage today, whatever it might be. Okay, great. You don't want to clean the garage today. What do you, you know? But then you make an excuse for that excuse, which is more of a subconscious, unconscious, deeper way that you give yourself permission to be okay with the first excuse. So the first excuse gets you out of something that you probably should do. The second excuse gives you permission to get out of it. And then that really then becomes your reality. Okay. And so how do we combat that? Just don't make excuses. And here's the thing, man. If you don't want to do something, just say you don't want to do it. You don't have to have a reason that you don't want to do it. Just don't do it. But if you make excuses so you want to look good, or you make excuses because you're fearful of something, or you want to make excuses because you don't want to take risks, or that's not going to get you anywhere. That's going to keep you stuck where you are. And so most people are okay with excuses, and most people that make excuses, and again, I've made excuses, okay? I still make excuses, but I know when I'm making excuses, but I really dive down and understand why I'm making an excuse and understand that it's really within my power to determine what it is that I want to do in my life And rather than make an excuse for it so I can get off the hook, if you will, then you know what? Why don't I just shift where I place my energy so I don't have to make an excuse? If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's very powerful. I could see myself in some of the places where, oh yes, I've made an excuse about my excuse, and now I've rationalized why I'm not doing the thing, right? And
Yeah.
again, I see that in other people sometimes when they're really not clear why they don't want to do something. And maybe that really just goes back to it's not in alignment, it's not your frequency. And sometimes it's just like you're not there yet. You don't want to go there yet.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny because I always tell people, along with the lines of what we're talking about, is I always tell people life's an either-or principle. Again, I won't curse on on this
Don't make me
podcast.
have an X rating for the show
Beep,
today.
beep. Okay. So I always tell people life's an either-or principle. And it's very simple. It's not rocket science. Either you're going to do it or you're not. That's it. So if you say I'm going to do something, see your word is so powerful, not only to the people you make it to, but more importantly, to you. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, then you're letting yourself down. You might think you're letting somebody else down, but you're letting yourself down. And that's a frequency you don't want to be in because people respect you and honor you and want to be with you when they know they can trust you. And if they can't trust you, I mean, at least the world we're in, Melanie, where you know, there's thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people who consume our material. You know what? There's a lot of people that do what we do, but only we do it the way we do it. So.
It's true. Very true. Paul, this is it's kind of lighting a fire in my soul right now. And I'm sure as you're listening in today, you're feeling that fire as well. And maybe even you're becoming aware of places where it's time to sculpt a new version of your story, a new version of your life. Paul, I know you have a very powerful resource that you're gifting our community today. Your sculptations. Would you share with people what that is? And we'll drop the link in the show notes for you all as well.
So Sculptations is my brain technology. So I was introduced to binaural beats many, many years ago, and I was actually introduced to quote meditation many years ago, and then I've actually realized that there's lots of different ways to or d different forms of meditation. So what I call meditation, at least from the stuff that I do, is I call it tuning in, because what's meditation? It's tuning in. So we all have an active mind, okay? So when somebody says to me, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to go meditate and quiet my mind," I will say to them, "Good luck," okay? Because your mind's not designed to be quiet. Your mind is designed to go where you want it to go. So Sculptations is a technology where I take binaural beat, heartbeat, and breathing patterns, put it together, and I call it multivariate resonant te technology. I write this really cool music to it. And I go through the different brain levels, alpha, beta, theta, gamma, delta, do it in 9 different areas of life. And what I'm going to gift to you guys is my alpha level of sculptations, where you'll get to listen to these sculptations, set an intention for what it might be, and allow it to take you on a journey, an adventure, an experience where you will actually get to understand what mind traps are holding you back, so that then you can reset, rewire, and recode your super mind so you unleash your superpower.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. So if you go to sculptations.com, right?
Yeah,
We'll also
S
link that up in the show note because
yeah.
I know that might be a unique spelling for some people.
Right. And and again, anybody that, you know, as Melanie said, you know, download it, enjoy it. I call it a success appetizer. It's funny, Melanie. The reason I call things a success appetizer was because years ago, you know, and I won't name names, but you and I know a lot of these same people. Somebody said to me, "Hey, man, what's your tripwire?" Now, for those in the internet marketing world, you know what a tripwire is. And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, "Tripwire? I don't want to trip anybody." So I coined it success appetizer. That's my tripwire, if you will.
I
And
love it.
yeah, and so and again, anybody that downloads and has any questions, any thoughts, any revelations or any help, if you will. I always do this on a podcast, and people hate me for doing it, but I really don't care because it's really what I want to do. If you need to get in touch with me, okay, Paul Hoffman 24, HOFFMAN, the number 24, at gmail.com. That's my personal email. If you email me, just say, heard you on Melanie's podcast, so I know who you are. And if you really want to talk to me, my cell phone is
Ooh.
323-810-5588. I will not sell you anything. I'm here to serve Melanie's community, period.
That's a very generous and gorgeous invitation. Thank you, Paul. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
being so accessible. We'll link all that up in the show notes.
Okay.
So, Paul, this is the time where I love to dig a little bit deeper into who you are, I ask the guests all the same questions, pretty much. And I want to know, you've been in business a long time. What would you say is the boldest thing you did that ended up catapulting your success?
So it was around the time, Melanie, when you and I met. Okay. So I was in the jingle business, as Melanie said. You know, I wrote music for advertising. Have you driven a Ford lately? Amongst many others. I was one of the top guys on the planet doing this thing. And then, of course, I fell into this world of addiction. And then I met Harv Eker. And I went to his event, and he said, hey, what'd you think? I said, well, Harvey, you're a great teacher. Your music sucks. He said, what do you mean my music sucks? I said, well, your music sucks, man. You play all these popular money songs, but why don't you have your own song? He said, well, how would I do that? So I said, I'll write it for you. So I wrote him a song called I've Got a Millionaire Mind. And here's the next thing I did, which is probably the boldest thing, which has gotten me to where I get to now, which is why I'm talking to you, is I called him up about 6 months later after I'd written 10 songs for him. And I said, Harv, you know what? I think I should be speaking on your stages. He said, what do you mean? What are you going to talk about? I said, I'm going to talk about mind state, rituals, habits, beliefs. Okay. I want to be on your stage. And he booked me. And then the rest is history. And so the
Wow.
moral of that story is, if you don't ask for what you want, you'll never get it.
Very powerful. And I remember the jingle. I remember it getting announced at his event. Okay, last question. If you look back from today to the beginning of stepping into this business, what's one thing you wish you would have done sooner?
Learn technology a little bit more, Mel. I'm the least technical guy on the planet. So, and when I say that, what I mean by that is, it's rather than have to rely on somebody else. Now you got to have a team behind you because see, you know, I went to college on a basketball scholarship. So basketball is a team game. Any sport is a team game. TEAM. Okay. Business is a team game. Okay. You can't do it alone. Melanie, you have a team behind you. I have a team behind me. So you got to understand that. Okay. So what I wish I would have done better is to learn more of the back end skills, if you will, the more technical skills, and be able to, and that would give me an ability to communicate better. I'm getting better at it, but it also would give me the ability to like not be kept, like if I need to get something done, I got to rely on somebody else to do it sometimes. Well, the hard stuff I'm okay with, but really, if just learn technology a little bit deeper, if I could.
Yeah, it's almost like it lets you be a little more resourceful
And
rather
free
than reliant.
and a little more free. You have a little more freedom. Now, of course,
Yes.
today we have ChatGPT and Levin Labs and all the other things that I use, but yeah, if I would have liked to have been a little bit more self-sufficient and during the time.
Yeah. I think that's such a fantastic insight that, you know,
Yeah.
again, knowing the balance, right? Like how much should you learn versus how much should you delegate? Because we can get into the I need to learn it all trap, and then you don't grow because you're holding on to all the stuff. So know enough that you can take care of yourself, but let the rest go.
Absolutely.
Powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Learn how to delegate and let the rest go, you know. But yeah, that's one of the things that I'm getting better at. The good news is, ladies and gentlemen, if things were perfect, you'd have nothing to work on.
Right. And no good stories to
And
tell in
no
our
good
marketing.
stories. There you go.
Oh, Paul, thank you so much. You're brilliant. You're amazing. And I love this work. Thank you so much for bringing it to our Amplify community today. And as you're listening in, I want to know, what is your mindset shift? What is the mind state you're going to create using Paul's tools? Go get his sculptations. Again, we'll link it up in the show notes so it's easy to find. So wherever you're listening to this, you can just follow the links and get it. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Melanie. I appreciate it. Much love, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.